And the thing that people drive nowadays, you'd call that a...
What drive?
Yeah, well, what I have parked out there.
I call them cars?
Uh-huh. Any other name for a car?
Not as I know of.
Okay. And, say if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
You got to fix it.
Uh-huh.
You got to oil it.
Or put that hard, solid stuff on it, you'd say you had to... You might have to take your car in and get it...
greased.
Okay. So, if you had to do that, you'd say you had to what your car?
Had to grease it.
Okay. And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
You wash them.
Because your hands are all
greased.
They're dirty.
Or they've got grease on them, they're all...
Yeah, you can get grease, and they got stuff you put on them and get that grease off to take it off.
Well, when you have grease on your hands, you'd say your hands feel all...
So they are...
greasy.
They feel greasy.
Uh-huh. And, if your door hinge was squeaking, you could put a few drops of...
grease in them.
Or a few drops of...
oil.
Uh-huh. What did you use to burn in lamps?
Coal oil.
Okay. Kerosene.
You call it cool oil, kerosene, either one you want to.
Okay. And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner...
Inside of the tire?
Uh-huh.
Inner tube.
Okay. And, say someone had just built a boat, and they were going to put it in the water for the first time. You'd say they were going to wet the boat.
Maybe.
Dry it out.
Yeah, you're gonna dry it out.
Okay. Did you ever see anyone make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Mm-hmm.
What was that called?
I don't know. They just called it. What did you call it, Hattie?
I don't know. I never did say that. None.
You know,
well,
you.
I have.
Did you ever hear a flambeau, or a torch, or a bottle lamp?
No.
We always use the regular old kerosene lamps, you know, and they got that wick, knitted